Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hello, everyone. Today, I wanted to talk about protecting your energy. So what exactly does that mean? What I'm talking about is the vibration that you're sending out to the universe to attract more good things. So if you are, here's an example. If you're having a great day and you're feeling like, wow, the universe loves me today. All of the traffic lights are green and, you know, you go to an ATM and it doesn't cost you anything. It's just the small things that have your vibe up there where you're feeling like, hey, this is a good day. And let's just, for example, say that an email comes in and it is coarse and short with you. And you are looking at that, and at that moment, you have a choice. You can protect that good energy you have going by recognizing that whoever sent this email is going through something. I don't have to own it, right? That is your choice that we get. Here's where our ego fights with our spiritual self. So your ego is the part of you that goes, hey, that's not cool. I didn't deserve that. And your ego wants to jump up and fight back, right? So I suggest when these kind of things happen that you take a deep breath, walk away for a minute, and protect your own energy. So when I work with clients, we deal with this a lot because there's things coming. Everyone has their own free will. Everyone's going through their own set of circumstances that you're not even aware of. And a lot of times, especially with family, things like that, sometimes somebody can say something that hits you the wrong way. And I am not saying that you need to be a doormat. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that your energy is, that is what you can control. You can't control anyone else. You can't control what's happening in the world, but you can control your own energy and how you react to things. Nobody can make you mad. You're choosing to be mad. They can do things that are unfair that you did not deserve. But how you react to it is totally your decision. And when we surrender to anger and jealousy and rage, all of those are a very low vibration energy, which attracts more of that. You've seen it when you wake up in the morning and something bad happens, and then your whole day starts to go in that direction. It's because the universe doesn't judge something as good or bad. It's just matching the energy. So, when something happens that you surprises you, you didn't do anything to deserve it, I always suggest to my clients that after you take a breath and you walk for a little bit, that you actually send love to the situation, which can be difficult. There are plenty of spiritual books about love your enemies, and I too am a work in progress. That is very hard for me sometimes, but on the times where I was able to keep my vibration safe and to shields up, you know, and not let that energy in, I have been able to send love to situations and respond without, you know, lowering my vibration to their level. And a lot of times what ends up coming back is understanding. And that is magic. And you can manifest that in your life. I am not saying it's easy. It is not easy. But if we can keep our ego out of it and look at it as you're protecting your energy, it makes it much easier to recognize that I did not deserve this. This is not for me. They're going through something. I'm going to send love to that. I hope that they feel better. And then respond without dropping your vibration to their level. That way you've protected your energy, and oftentimes it makes the other person able to go, ooh, I'm sorry that I reacted that way. I was going through my own thing and you didn't deserve that. And then it all resolves the way that it's supposed to. It doesn't devolve into something bigger than it needed to be, and you continue having your best day because you protected your energy. So don't let other people's drama steal your good vibrations. You keep attracting the best from the universe, and they don't have any say over that. You do. You have free will. You get to choose how you respond to the situation. So I'm suggesting that you protect your energy and respond in kind with a calm, cool response that doesn't sink to their level. I hope that makes sense. But protect your energy at all times, because that is the only thing that you have control over. So when curves get thrown at you, or you wake up in the morning to an email that makes you go, huh, where did that come from? Do not immediately ruin your entire day by sinking to that level and fighting back. It's never going to end the way that you want it to. Take yourself out of that situation by protecting your energy, sending love to the situation, and responding without letting your emotions get the better of you, right? It's your ego that wants to fight back. It's your ego that wants to yell at them and say, hey, I didn't deserve that, and what's your problem? Which is really what their ego is hungry for, because obviously they need to be angry right now, and you just happen to be in that direction. So don't let them take over your day, right? Protect your energy. Stay positive. Stay moving toward your dreams. And send love and light to anyone who maybe is feeling at a lower vibration. That's really all you can do. But by diffusing the situation, by not sinking down to that lower vibration, you're protecting your energy, and you're also reflecting light out into the world, which always comes back to you tenfold. All right. So I hope that's helpful. It is hard. I'm not saying that you're going to be able to do it every time. I certainly can't. But the times when I have, it has always, always worked out for the best. So I'm sending you all good vibes. Keep on manifesting.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.